Now it's time for Pause for Thought. I'm Rabbi Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Bormwood. We were too young to appreciate the sexual excitement of Elvis Presley in his prime. By the time I came of age, he'd already been eclipsed by the Beatles and held little appeal. But Elvis's music was massively popular, and over the years, many budding singers would rework renditions of his songs. Always on My Mind takes me back to an incident I'll never forget as long as memory allows. In the late 1980s, having graduated university with a degree in finance and marketing, I set off to live in Japan, the mecca of international business. There was, as you may already have guessed, a Japanese woman involved, a bright student from a top local university, fluent in English, whom I'd met the previous summer at a month-long international student conference. Relationships are fraught with misunderstanding, the more compounded by differences in social culture and background. I can't recall the reason for the argument we'd had on the telephone the previous evening. Most likely she was being sensible, and I self-centered. The following day, we were supposed to meet at a public fountain not far from the Imperial Palace. These were the heavy, humid days of Japanese summer, and we'd agreed to meet just before sunset to stroll through the cooler gardens. It was the era before smartphones. Feeling agitated, I remember arriving early, waiting to continue the argument. But when the appointed hour came and passed, it left me with a feeling of trepidation. Perhaps I'd made a mess of things, and she'd never see me again. A sequence of images quickly flashed across my mind. I'd moved to a completely foreign country, was hardly able to speak the language, and knew virtually no one. What if she'd had enough? Uncannily, at that moment, Willie Nelson's somber rendition of Always on My Mind came wafting through the air from a nearby kiosk. It was a protracted and uncomfortable period of self-reflection before finally the woman who would become my wife arrived. It taught me a profound lesson in appreciation that's lasted 3 decades.